Okay, Alexander, we need to talk about the USD. The USD and what's going on. Okay, we have the 6 trillion, 6 trillion what is 6 trillion budget from Biden? Is that what it is?
Absolutely. I mean, it's a 13% deficit on GDP. I mean, that's what this budget amounts to. And record trade deficits also, with China now running a massive surplus in its trade with the US. Just
Okay,
saying.
so things are going crazy. Everyone knows about inflation, all the talks about inflation, stagflation. People talk about stagflation. We have this news, Alexander, this news from Zero Hedge, which says Russia's $186 billion sovereign wealth fund dumps all dollar assets as well. There's rumors about China as well, looking to take some action against the dollar. Obviously, there's tensions between China and the United States. Okay, what's going on with the USD? This is a big topic, but let's try to see if we can zero in on some key points here. And what does this news about Russia tell you?
Well, first of all, I think we've got to always understand that with the Russians, there is a political dimension to all of this. I mean, the Russians have been making it very clear over the last few days that they expect that at some point over the next couple of years, they're going to be disconnected from SWIFT and they're going to have more sanctions imposed on them. This is despite the summit meeting that's coming. They clearly have no expectations of that. So they're preparing their defenses, they're dumping the dollar, they're ramping up their preparations to deal with the disconnection from SWIFT, and they're doing all those things. It's important to say also that what they are doing is that they're dumping dollar assets from their national welfare fund. That's Russia's sovereign wealth fund. The central bank, the Russian central bank, will continue to hold dollars, at least for a time, and Russia will continue to earn dollars for a time, because, of course, what is happening is that Russia sells petroleum and grain products. It's paid for in dollars, because these commodities for the moment are traded in dollars. And then what Russia does is it holds some of those dollars, but it converts most of them into other currencies, for the moment primarily the euro, but also increasingly gold. So there is a political dimension, but Russia has been a bellwether. It's, if you like, the canary in the mine, because it's been doing this steadily for the last couple of years, and it's now accelerating the pace at which it is doing this, and other countries are starting to follow. And for the US, the worry must be that it isn't just China that's doing it. Other countries around the world are doing it too. They're gradually shifting out of dollars, and the share of international of central bank reserves, which are held in dollars, is declining, and the dollar is starting to lose its position in world trade start to fall also. And the reason for that is exactly the one you said. People are beginning to have doubts about the way in, well, not beginning, they are having increasing doubts about the way in which the administration in Washington is managing the US economy. And that is starting to cause them to have doubts about the long-term stability of the dollar and its position as a reserve currency. What they see is a country that is utterly reckless in its monetary policy, that is completely utopian in its fiscal budget policy, that is running a massive budget deficit in the middle of what ought to be, what is an economic boom. They're starting to see that this massive expansion of money that is taking place in the United States may actually be having an effect of depressing production, because it's causing people to doubt the purpose of them actually running businesses, working and doing things, because there's so much money now in circulation that some of it is actually coming their way. So what you're seeing is that employment figures are not rising as one might have expected, that production isn't actually rising as you might have expected, but money is instead draining out to the rest of the world from the United States to places like China, as it is becoming increasingly absorbed in imports. And people are looking at this economy that is being mismanaged in this way, and they're saying to themselves, is this really the current a country whose currency we want to hold and which we really trust as a reserve currency? And that's, I think, the overriding story of all of this. So on the one hand, you have US sanctions policy, which isn't, of course, just directed against Russia, but is being directed at against an increasing number of countries around the world. And that's making people distrust the dollar and distrust the United States because they see the way in which the United States is abusing its position as the holder of the world's reserve currency for geostrategic purposes. And they're seeing the way the United States is also abusing its position as the world's holder of the world's reserve currency to run its economy in a completely irresponsible way. And the Russians, as I say, are the canary in the mine. If things go on as they are, more people, more countries will follow. China, obviously, next, but before long, other countries too.
Okay, so I want to get to Russia real quick and what that means. I want to read you a tweet, but real quickly first, listening to what you're saying, I was watching the Investment Answers podcast, actually video, their video channel, and the first slide that they put up there says this in bullet points: the Fed no longer has control of the money anymore. They've lost control. Too many notes circulated. They've painted themselves into a box, and raising interest rates will cripple debt further. Going off of what you said, is it fair to say that that the Fed has lost control and they have put themselves in a box at this point? And it's going to be, if they keep on going down this path, they're not going to get out of that box. And things are going to go from bad to worse. I mean, what do you make of that? Do you get the sense, because we're going on the dollar, leaving the dollar, do you get the sense, because I get that sense, that they have lost control of the money supply? I mean, they've lost control. They're just printing, you know? Printer goes burr. That's what we're getting.
Yes, I think they have. I mean, I think that that is exactly what's happening. I think we are on the escalator now towards a situation which is very difficult to know exactly how this is going to end. I mean, some people obviously predict hyperinflation, other people predict a collapse into deflation because of a fall in production. But certainly, monetary policy in the United States is being run in an incredible way. In fact, one wonders whether it's being run at all, actually. And one gets the sense that it's all going now. That it's on a wing, that they're sort of continuing with this in the hope that something will turn up, that it will all turn out okay in the end, without any real plan, without any real purpose. They're not able to stop because doing so would create a major economic recession in the United States, and they don't want to do that. The people at the Fed are terrified that they'd be blamed if there was that kind of a recession. And at the same time, they're frightened to stop, and they just go on doing that which I suspect they deep down know that they don't really, you know, isn't ultimately in the US's interests. And they have lost control, because when you're unable to make decisions, that's the point when you've lost control.
Yeah, that's the sense. It's that sense of losing control that I think is that everyone in the world is concerned about. And I think a lot of people in the world have that feeling that they're just, it's a runaway train at this point. They can't figure out.
Yes.
Or they don't want to even put things back under control. So let me read you a tweet here. And the first tweet is from Disclosed TV, and then Red Star Radio. I don't know who Red Star Radio is, but they have a reply to a follow-up to Disclosed TV. And Disclosed TV says, just in, Russia to exit from all dollar assets in its wealth fund and to invest in euros, pound, gold, yuan instead. Russian Finance Minister Siluanov. Red Star Radio says, in reply to that tweet, de-dollarization is inevitable as the U.S. attempts to assert itself to prevent its accelerating decline, thus speeding up the attempts by Russia, China, and others to remove themselves from the dollar. Once again, it's the picture of the Fed has lost control. They can't rein things in. They've painted themselves in a box that they can't get out of. And now you have almost a vicious circle that's taking effect. And, you know, the more de-dollarization that's trying to be prevented on behalf of the on the part of the United States, the more it's forcing countries to de-dollarize, if that's even a word. Anyway, Alexander, what do you make of those tweets from Disclosed TV and Red Star Radio?
I think this is entirely right. And can I just say, this is perhaps what is so tragic about this, because I don't think that we ever needed to get onto this train. I think if you actually look at the fundamentals of the US, it has enormous assets. It's still got tremendous manufacturing capabilities. I know people talk about the US having deindustrialized. That is a wild exaggeration. The US still produces an awful lot. It still has tremendous scientific abilities, tremendous technological abilities. It has a hugely strong underlying economy. But of course, what is happening is that some people in the US have bought into this narrative of the United States in decline. They bought into this narrative of, you know, the US going to be overtaken by China in a few years, which it will happen, but, you know, countries overtake each other in GDP. And it doesn't mean as much, I think, as people think. And they're taking all these steps. They're doing all of these things. They're printing all this money. They're taking all these extreme steps to try to stop that happening or to allay the evil day. And by doing that, they are actually creating the conditions for that failure, which they are themselves trying to avoid. But there is also a political, in domestic political imperative to all of this, which must never be overlooked or misunderstood. The Democrats gained power last year in a very fiercely contested election. They have an incredibly ambitious program, and they're terrified that that's all going to fall apart because the Republicans, if things don't go well with the economy as they see it, will get back into control of Congress in 2022. So what the Democrats want to do and what the Fed is trying to do is they're trying to stoke up a boom in order to keep control of Congress in 2022 and to keep that terrible orange man out of contention. And so there is that political aspect to this too. And there's also this need to fund this massively overambitious, complete restructuring of the United States and of US society that they also want to do. So we have all this different combination of things all coming together in this way. You know, the desire to maintain US hegemony, so you print money, the desire to deal with the underlying problems of debt which have accumulated in the US over many decades, and many people talk about that. I've nothing to add to that. I don't dispute it. I do think sometimes it's been over-exaggerated and over-dramatized. So you print money. The desire to carry out these massive changes that the Democrats have in mind. So you print money. And at the same time, the desire to stoke up a boom so that the Republicans don't get control back of Congress in 2022 and the bad orange man doesn't come back. So you print money and you go on printing money and you lose control, and that is what is happening.
Yeah, stoke up a boom for 2022, but it's all going to be fake. They're trying to fool the American people. That's what they're trying to do. Final question is, let me just throw this at you. President Vladimir Putin warned Washington was inadvertently accelerating de-dollarization with its aggressive financial sanctions. which were forcing its geopolitical adversaries to reduce their dependence on the greenback. That's from the Zero Hedge article. When countries try to de-dollarize, Alexander, usually the United States bombs them or calls for regime change. What are they going to do with Russia?
Well, they can't bomb Russia. That's out of the question. I mean, that's one option they simply don't have. But they will accelerate. I mean, they will do everything they possibly can to get this to reverse. They want at the moment, some people in the United States definitely want to see regime change in Moscow. They've been trying to achieve that for years and it hasn't worked. Other people want to try and broker some kind of ceasefire with Moscow so that they can focus on Beijing. But I think with the threat to the dollar that's now coming, I suspect ultimately we're going to go back to the default position of trying to intensify pressure in Russia to achieve regime change there. And many people wonder why Putin is still there. I suspect one of the reasons he's still there is because he's seen by many people in Russia as the guarantor that regime change in Russia won't happen. So that, I think, partly explains his longevity. But we will have perhaps a brief improvement in relations after the summit, and then quickly things will go back to normal, and we'll see more tensions between Russia and the United States as Russia accelerates de-dollarization and other countries join in.
It's perhaps the biggest story of our lifetime, de-dollarization. It could change everything.
It will change everything, and it is. You're absolutely right. It is. We are at that very uncomfortable point in history where a transition is taking place. But what I find, you know, deeply sad about this, and, you know, I speak as somebody who has a genuine, you know, genuine love for the US, country, you know, the country I used to know, maybe it's not quite that country anymore, is that all of this is unnecessary. Things could have been done differently. It didn't need to happen in this way. This frenetic money printing, these strange policies that have been followed within the United States itself, this feverish foreign policy that's been conducted everywhere, all of this is exactly as that person was saying in, you know, from that tweet you quoted, it's creating conditions for US decline as the US fights battles it doesn't need to fight. As I said, so what if China gets higher GDP by 2030? That doesn't mean the end of the United States. Country will remain enormous power. It still will have all of the huge assets that has seen the US through. It is its political system, the stability of its political system, the fact that it's a republic and a democracy, a place which up to now has been governed by the rule of law, and a country which has up to now run its economy in a rational way that has made America strong. All of these things that we're seeing, you know, the money printing, all the other things that we've been talking about, all of those things are what they're actually doing is they are undermining the true basis of American strength. And as I said, it makes me very sad, but you're absolutely right. In the overarching greater picture, it is a case of the world de-dollarizing, the tectonic shifts in geopolitics and economics shifting, and it is by far the biggest event of our lifetimes.
Yeah, and the key word in everything you said was up to now, because they started to destroy their rule of law, destroy their institutions, destroy their elections, all in an effort to get Trump. And to make sure that Trump doesn't win in 2020.
Absolutely. I mean, obsession is always a terrible
obsession.
Thing. It's a terrible thing. I've seen it in so many cases in my life. It always leads to disaster. But, you know, Captain Ahab and, you know, Moby Dick, it's America wrote the great novel on obsession. It's terrible to see it reproduce itself in this way in the United States today.
All right, we'll leave it there, guys. Check us out on Odyssey. Look for us on BitChute and Super U, the free speech video platform, Super U. You'll find those links down below and check us out on our Locals page. We'll be adding some promotions to our Locals page as well. So we'll fill you guys in as the week keeps on rolling. And go to Durant Shop, guys. 10% off all merchandise. Use the code REALNEWS. All right. Take care, everybody.